2. The bird.
Let's get it started in here.
Mornings, they can help you feel down. I need info to help me get off the ground, so I listen to know what is going down. There's no need to be uninformed. That's why I listen to Justice and Drew. That's why I listen to Justice and Drew. They cover everything that I need to know. I finally have a good morning show. Justice and Drew, you gotta listen to Justice and Drew. Samstar 5 is the best way to kick off my day. I can't wait to hear what they say.
Can I look at you?
Can you dig it?
It's gonna be a show today.
Yeah, it is.
Alright,
so ridiculous.
Can it's gonna you be a show day.
Kinda has that that vibe going on already, don't it?
Goodness.
I know, yeah,
there's
I don't know.
So much.
I don't know what is going on?
We've got probably the most ridiculous pile of prep that we've had in a long time on the show today. So much stupidity.
The prep for Justice and Drew this morning is so ridiculous that it required three copy machines to get past the prep this morning. That's how
rejected by
it was. Just around the building, every machine was just reject.
No, this
reject.
This is too dumb to make copies of.
Man, this floor and printers just doesn't work out.
There was a good run for a while. I wasn't, and then this morning it was like no, and then no, and then no. So I don't even know what's in your guys' stack anymore. Based on I tried so hard to get everything or organized, but yeah. And then like it was one of those mornings too, where suddenly like out of like through no, there was no intention, we both landed upon all these stories about all the racism.
It's a race heavy show today.
Yeah. To the point where we had to kind of split things up for fear that there was going to be too much focus on all the race relation things and a lot of nonsense surrounding it. One of which we're definitely going to have to get is specifically designed for Sam.
Ooh, yay.
So we'll have to get her. We'll definitely have to end up getting her perspective.
Sounds perfect.
We do have also Pete Hegseth on the show today. He's going to be joining us via phone this morning. Originally was planning to come in studio. Normally our Tuesday guest, but some things in his schedule had to get shifted around, so he'll be on at 7:35 today. Jesse Kelly, our normal Wednesday guest, will be on at 8:35 this morning.
Yeah, we got a couple of things we'll be discussing. Well, obviously with Pete Hegseth, Trump's visit to London, while he's gone, the further calls for impeachment. We'll get his thoughts on that. Biden's been accused of plagiarism again. We'll dive into that with Pete. And then Jesse Kelly had some interesting comments on Twitter in regard to the FBI files relating to Martin Luther King that we talked about last week.
Right.
And it's interesting, too, and we'll talk about this when we have Jesse on at 8:35, but my dad actually called because he listened to the show. And those claims of Martin Luther King and some inappropriate relationships with women and what he may have been witness to. My dad called me up and he was like, yeah, back in the day, that was talked about a lot. And it kind of, like when you were talking about it, it's like I'd heard all that stuff, you know.
Well, people didn't get,
years ago,
people didn't get outraged by that
right
type of behavior back in the day. JFK.
Right.
Most beloved president, you know, he was it was talked about with him and his philandering and all of that. It was just kind of you shrugged your shoulders and didn't really you didn't have Twitter.
And we weren't woke. And we're so woke now.
We are too woke.
We're the wokest.
Speaking of being woke, out of CNBC, people who drink up to 25 cups of coffee a day.
That's a lot of coffee.
Dude.
I mean, I consider myself a fairly heavy coffee drinker.
Mm-hmm.
I drink probably more than the average amount of coffee. Not a ton more, but 25. I can't imagine drinking 25 cups of coffee.
I basically do four.
You'd have to go way out of your way to drink 25 cups of coffee.
Apparently, you do not run a greater risk of heart attack, according to this remarkable finding they wrote here.
Yeah, just the same really high risk.
study of 8,000 people in the UK. Yeah, previous studies have linked drinking coffee
with... Is this British coffee?
Is there a difference? I don't know. I mean, the tea.
It's British coffee.
I don't know. Do they grind differently? You know? I don't know.
It grinds in the opposite direction.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
It's in the other hemisphere.
That's right.
I think.
Previous studies have linked drinking coffee to hardening of the arteries that pump blood from your heart to other parts of the body. If arteries become stiff, you don't want that. It can increase the stress on the heart. But the fresh research... and presented on Monday from the British Cardiovascular Society conference claimed that after looking at the heart scans of 8,412 people, it had debunked previous studies linking coffee to poor heart health. So
who's drinking 25 cups of coffee
I have no idea.
Oh, man, I could go for 25 cups of coffee right now.
You talk a good game.
I talk a great game.
But if you put 25 cups of coffee in front of you, you'd probably vomit.
All right. Yeah. 25 cups of coffee. 12 Raising Cane chicken fingers.
We've got the coffee makers back there. Go.
Yeah. Just go.
Go. 25. Let's go.
How many segments do we have? So how many would you need to drink in each segment?
Three a segment.
Okay. All right. So three a segment.
I'm already done. We're already almost done with this one.
All right. Well, now it's four.
Now you're going to have to double up on the next segment. Okay. Yeah, you'd have to be drinking coffee all day long. I mean,
that would have to be your primary source of
liquidation.
I think I'd probably do 5 to 7 cups a day.
Make up a word.
No, liquidation's a word.
Yeah, it is.
I
like the way that I used it.
I love the way that you used it. No, liquidation is a word. Just I don't know if it's like, do you need to increase your liquidation of your body?
I don't think that's an appropriate usage, but it works.
No. I think what I was looking for was hydration.
I like liquidation.
That's your primary source of hydration, but I do. I'm going to own that. I like that.
I like it too. You know what? I'm on board with this liquidation.
What are you doing? I'm liquidating right now. I feel very dehydrated, so I'm in full liquidation mode.
Hey, you want to go out tonight? Nah, sorry, I'm liquidating tonight.
That's what you do when you go out.
Right? That's exactly right. So there you go, drink up. And you better go get some cups of coffee before your top five.
I got ketchup, man.
651-989-5855 is the phone number. You want to take part in the program at any time.
SamsNewsTalk.com.
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. 103.5 FM, Justice and Drew. Along with Sam, we're going to dive into Sam's top five coming up. Did you have any coffee? Did you get any coffee?
I did not. I got more water.
Yeah.
I'll talk.
I need to hydrate.
Talk a good game.
No, I need to hydrate first.
You need to liquidate.
Yeah, I'm liquidating first so that I don't completely destroy my kidneys.
Okay, so you're saying first, so you do intend to take on this challenge.
Yeah, I'm just pre-gaming.
He's such a liar.
I'm not a liar. And are we talking, so is a cup of coffee, what constitutes a cup of coffee?
The styrofoam cups that we've been shamed from using.
Not like
you can use 25 individual ones today.
Yes. Do that.
And I'll make a tower out of them.
It would be amazing. It'd be fantastic.
Because, like, I don't know if that, does that coffee machine pour, like, an exact one cup measurement?
Yes, every single one of those little recyclable packets that we don't recycle is essentially one cup of coffee.
Oh.
Yes, like I said, I do four, because my cup at home is two cups, and then this, my tumbler. That I used to liquidate myself with coffee.
Your travel mug.
Got our own language going on over here. It's got two cups in it. The thing about that story, the study was done by these British cardiologists and 8,000 people, and they said that, you know, you could drink, obviously the point was, you could drink up to 25 cups of coffee a day, but it wouldn't have an impact on the arteries in your heart. Reading it, I couldn't help but think that it's like, we know like so little. Like, we think we know so much, but we really don't know anything.
Yeah.
And the things we know keep changing.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it comes to food and diet. You know, we keep learning so much about... There was another story, I don't know if you grabbed it, but about how when it comes to cholesterol, chicken is pretty much the same as red meat. We've been told all this time, you know, red meat, bad for your cholesterol, eat more white. Man, chicken's the same.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No.
It's just, you know, you're going to go when you go.
Yeah, just eat what you want to eat. Don't be too stupid and don't be too mean to your body.
Yeah. Exercise moderation in everything when it comes to what you consume and what you put in your body and live your life.
Oh, moderation. What is that?
And then even then, so just real quick aside, so I started dieting again, right? Because I put a few pounds back on. And the reason why I noticed, because I went to go get my haircut, and it's like one of those moments where I'm staring at myself in the mirror, and I could see it in my face. And I'm like, ah, man, you know, and I could just kind of tell. So I started riding my bike more and been eating better and all this. And I've actually dropped weight, but it's so frustrating because, like, every time that I've gone to lose weight, like, I lose it in different parts of my body. It's like a lottery. Like, sometimes it's fantastic because I'll lose it in my face, and my face will really fit. Yeah, not this time.
Not this time.
I'm like, losing it from, like, my calves. I'm not any of the places where I want to lose the weight from.
I have noticed your calves have been looking...
I know, really thin lately. Yeah. I know. The pants are fitting. At least the lower half of my pants are fitting much better.
It helps that you wear those biking shorts every day.
I know. Well, yeah, I did that for you. Because you request it.
This segment of Justice and Drew, powered by our friends over at Early Bird Electric, it is Sam's top five for a Wednesday.
Number one.
President Trump sat down with Piers Morgan for ITV's Good Morning Britain and clarified controversial comments that he made last week about Meghan Markle.
Controversial.
According to Fox News, they were.
It was a joke.
From Fox News. Trump said he wasn't calling Meghan Markle nasty, but rather was just surprised to hear her comments about him, including her assertion that if he became president, it would force Americans to relocate to Canada.
Force. Force.
You're being forced. Yeah. Everybody leave.
But I don't like hockey.
But I do love maple syrup.
And bacon.
Trump told... But it's fake bacon. Trump told Morgan in the interview... Which
it's
is gonna,
ham. Stop calling it Bacon Canada. It's ham.
Trump told Morgan in the interview, which is going to air on Wednesday, which is today, I wasn't referring to she's nasty. I said she was nasty about me. And essentially, I didn't know she was nasty about me. In an interview published on Friday, I don't know, that whole sentence was a mess.
All the coverage around Trump in Europe is a mess.
All the coverage around Trump, period, is a mess.
It's just, who cares? I mean, of all the things that Trump has said before, who cares?
People are, like, weirdly just very, I don't know, like, Meghan Markle, anytime that anything is associated with Meghan Markle, it just gets totally blown
up. It's hands off when it comes to the royals. I get it, whatever, but, you know, we live in America, for crying out loud. I do not care.
A lot of Americans do. In an interview published on Friday, The Sun, which is a British tabloid, read aloud comments to Trump from a 2016 interview in which Markle accused him of being misogynistic and divisive during his 2016 presidential campaign.
Okay.
Along with every single other celebrity.
Right.
Surprise. She had said in that interview, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton, not because she's a woman, but because Trump has made it easy to see that you don't really want that kind of world that he's painting.
So okay. Stupid.
Whatever. Trump said of her comments, he said, I didn't know that. What can I say? I didn't know that she was nasty.
Yeah.
Which is like something that, it's a phrase, nasty woman is a phrase that women have embraced.
Yes. Yeah. Specifically referring to women who supported Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, specifically referring to them. So it's not unusual. It's for someone else to use it in that context. That's the context in which I read it. That's the context I believe that in which he intended it. Yep. And it's whatever. It's not controversial.
The more interesting comment was Markle's statement about why she was voting for Trump. And I get it. And obviously that's going to be the case because, you know, I voted for Trump, right? You know, we voted for Trump. But be that as it may, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton not because she's a woman, okay? And then it wasn't even about policy. It was because Trump has made it easy to see you don't really want that kind of world that he's painting. That, to me, is the more interesting. First off, yeah, that is a dumb comment. I can understand why Trump said that. You know, he's a president. Maybe you shouldn't. That's how Trump talks. Be that as it may, well, what kind of world is he painting? That's the more... What is it about Trump's policy and what you think he's trying to do that you don't like. That's an interesting conversation. Because I guarantee you begin to have a discussion with Meghan Markle, she's not going to understand any of the stuff that she would mention.
Yeah,
in regards to what she doesn't like about what Trump would do. Right. You'd be able to counter every single argument that she would have. That's the more interesting thing, in my opinion.
Especially now that she lives in the UK and she's like, I'm sure it doesn't pay any attention to our politics anymore.
Well, and there was a photo with the president and the queen, and they were both like, legitimately laughing, right? Sitting around a dinner table. And I'm like, I want to know what that conversation was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was Trump and the Queen talking about that they were all laughing and yucking up? I mean, I'd be really genuinely curious to find out what they were talking about.
Who cracked the joke?
Right. What was the joke?
This is like the least controversial trip that Trump has made since he's been president, yet it's being treated as if it's this, you know, everything that happens over there is a major controversy.
Yeah.
The protests aren't that large, but they're being covered well out of proportion to what they actually are.
Well, it's like we have dials that relate to Trump. And so when the Mueller investigation gets dialed down, then everything else relating to Trump then gets dialed right back up again. And that's where we are right now. They didn't land on anything with Mueller. Yep. The Mueller press conference didn't do anything last week. So now we're back to dialing up just every single tiny, minute little move that Orange Man Bad makes.
And what, now the big focus is Meghan Markle?
I don't care about the royals.
The rest of Sam.
11:30.
Justice and Drew. Here on a really nice Wednesday. It's been a nice couple of days.
The weather's been amazing.
Yeah, went for a bike ride again yesterday.
It turned quickly yesterday. I was enjoying being out on my deck, having a cigar, listening to music. It was nice. It was like, it was 90, it was low 90s, but it didn't feel that hot. And then all of a sudden,
just boom.
Just skies got dark.
Yeah.
Thunder started rumbling, and it happened so quickly, I couldn't even finish my cigar.
Oh, no.
I know. It was a tragedy.
Oh.
I there was still a third of a cigar.
Aww.
I know.
Sad, Drews.
I know.
The struggle is real.
It was the worst day ever. It was worse than Chernobyl.
How long? No, I had a really dumb question. I was going to ask how long it takes to finish a cigar.
depends on the cigar.
Okay.
Anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour, you know, depending on how quickly you smoke it and how long the cigar is.
How much are you, like, you know, how are you? There's a lot of variables involved. Variables. Back from when I used to smoke cigars.
Yeah.
You
can draw it out and make it last, you know, a good amount of time. And that's what I do. It's wonderful.
I went for a bike ride yesterday and say I had exactly the same, well, not the same, but I had the same situation that you had. So I went on my ride. It was totally nice, sunny, right? Came home. I got cleaned up. And I was just downstairs working, and then at some point I came back upstairs and I walked up and it was dark and it was raining, and I'm like, is it raining outside? And Linda just looks at me and goes, what else would it be? And I'm like, well, I know that.
Let's jump right back into Sam's Top 5 powered by Early Bird Electric.
Number 2.
The FBI has access to 640 million photos for facial recognition searches.
Yeah, it's called Instagram.
Yeah. Why? I had the same reaction. So,
630 million of them are duck face selfies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other 10 million are bathroom selfies.
This headline should be America is providing the FBI with 640 million photos.
Yeah. I just
was like handing them on a silver platter. There you go.
That number did not like shock me at all. My son has, 740 photos of, 737s on it. I mean, the fact that the FBI has access to 640 million photos for facial recognition is like, okay.
And people are actually surprised.
Well, I'm not
surprised, but it is something that it's fair to be concerned.
Sure.
About how the government and what the government is doing with these photos, how they're utilizing facial. It is absolutely something to be concerned. It's something to keep an eye on. But no, the quantity of photos doesn't surprise me one bit.
Well, we're entering into, and we'll get into this here, Ms. Sam, with number 2 of your top 5, but we're entering into this heightened awareness when it comes to facial recognition software. The stories have been ramping up over the course of the past few weeks, and so this is one of those moments where this is becoming like a shark story. So now that you're seeing, it started with San Francisco and a couple other cities, but mostly San Francisco getting attention for banning law enforcement from using facial recognition software. That's kind of sparked the interest. And right now, with sort of the news cycle slowing down a bit, you're seeing a lot more of these stories rising to the surface.
Well, this particular story from The Hill goes on to say that a representative with the government's top watchdog yesterday revealed that the FBI has access to a database of roughly 640 million photos that can be used for facial recognition searches. Greta Goodwin, a representative with the Government Accountability Office. Wonder what her job looks like.
It's cute that they have one of those.
Right?
Very cute. She said during a House hearing on Tuesday that the FBI uses expansive databases of photos, including from driver's licenses, passports, and mugshots to search for potential criminals. She noted that the FBI maintains a database of 36 million mugshot photos called the Interstate Photo System, but has access to a total of more than 600 million photos across multiple databases, including 21 state driver's license directories.
Only 21.
Yeah, what about the other ones?
Barack Obama's like, what about the other 24?
Representative Jim Jordan said that he's the ranking member of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, responded with surprise to the number at Tuesday's hearing. He repeated 640 million photos. There's only 330 million people in the country.
Wait, okay. Oh, my gosh.
There can only be one photo of each person.
Exactly.
Okay.
I have 330 million selfies on my phone alone in my Google Cloud photo.
This exchange came during an Oversight and Reform Committee hearing on the government's use of facial recognition technology, which featured witnesses from the FBI, Transportation Security Administration, and other federal agencies. A deputy assistant director at the FBI emphasized that the Bureau only uses facial recognition technology to help with ongoing criminal investigations.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Everybody raise your hand that believes that. No, nobody?
Yeah, yeah. Spoiler alert, no one.
Bueller?
She said the software aids in our ability to solve crimes across the country.
Look, cool. I'd like to take them at their word. However, I don't take them at their word, but be that as it may, that's the reality that we live in. And the only way that you're going to get the majority of the public upset about this is if the FBI actually puts out what photos they have, because there'll be plenty of people going, oh, you're not using that photo. Right? That's the only way you're going to be, if you know, those...
the sad truth is most of America would be like, no, here, take this one.
Yeah, here, this one's much better.
This one's much better.
Is my good, the lighting's better.
I didn't shave
it's
that
my
day.
Good side. Right. This duck face is just about perfect, right? I was about 5 pounds thinner. Right.
Now here, I like to use these filters.
Yeah, yeah. The FBI, all the FBI needs to do is just request the photos.
Oh, yeah, people send them in right away.
Just go on social media.
Yes, yeah.
All they need is just troll social media.
That's
probably where a lot of these have come from.
No.
Would be trolling social media.
All the FBI has to do is like make a Facebook page and just be like, drop your fave selfie below, and then everybody's going to tweet their favorite selfies.
You are 100% correct.
Number three.
Russia claims that they've test fired a new hypersonic interceptor missile.
That sounds scary. I have no idea what those words mean.
You have to watch the footage at the website.
Yeah, you can find the footage on the Justice and Drew page at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com.
Yeah, get into the story and then I'll.
Fox News. Russia's defense ministry on Tuesday said that it had successfully test launched a new hypersonic interceptor missile system, which sounds super scary, with a precision unmatched by any other country. The reported launch took place at an anti-ballistic missile testing range in Kazakhstan. That's according to a tweet from the ministry.
Why are they tweeting about this?
That Twitter is just the new way.
Weird thing to tweet about.
Weird flex.
Weird flex, but okay.
But okay.
Yeah. We will get this trending in no time.
No. You watch the video, you'll see why they tweeted it. We will strike fear in the hearts of the infidel.
Fave and retweet if you think this is cool. This tweet included a video of the test launch, which showed missiles shot from the ground at high speeds, leaving behind trails of smoke.
Yeah, and that sounds like, okay, benign. Watch the video. It's intense, man. That sucker's hauling. And when you
Tony Stark kind of
Yeah. I mean, this is the stuff of like movie magic, unless they did do that. But if they actually did create this, I mean, it's kind of alarming. I'd be curious to hear from some of the, you know, smarter military-minded folks who listen to the show their thoughts on it. Because when you talk about, like, advanced warning systems and the ability to shoot down missiles, you know, when you consider things like, I'm just kind of pulling from the top of my head, but like Israel and the Iron Dome and being able to take out incoming missiles and projectiles, the fact that if they've actually built this thing and the speed at which it travels, it's insane.
Hypersonic missiles can travel more than 9 times the speed of sound.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Watch the video.
What
and
does
it take
even
off.
Look
it's
like?
It's
I don't
insane.
Know.
Can you even see it?
Sounds fast.
Well, we're all used.
Sound moves really quick.
We've all kind of got the visual of a rocket taking off from the ground, right? Whether it's whether the Apollo
I feel like
missions
it's kind
or
of slow,
yeah,
right?
Or
yeah.
One of the Tomahawks coming off of a U.S. ship. You watch this video and it's just like whoa. I mean, it's like there and gone the moment it takes off.
Available on the Justice and Drew show page, TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com.
Number 4.
Pete Buttigieg said that he wouldn't have urged Franken to quit when he did.
This is becoming a weird thing amongst the 2020 Dems. Like, Franken has become something that I did not expect this. If you'd asked me if Al Franken would become something that the 2020 Dems feel the need to comment on, I would have said no, but this is becoming a thing. And who hasn't commented? Al Franken's colleague from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar. She can't come up with an
of course not.
Throw together some random opinion on this.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Franken's well known. And right now, a lot of these candidates, when you look at the polling numbers, and we'll get into this with Pete Hegseth coming up at 7:35 this morning from Fox News. When you look at the polling numbers currently for the majority of the 2020 Democratic candidates, they're trying to find things to go and grab them a little bit of attention. And I think Al Franken's name is one of those things where, you know, people kind of perk up a little bit. Oh, someone's talking about Franken.
From the Associated Press, Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg said that he would not have pressured Democrat Al Franken to resign from the Senate at the time some of his 2020 rivals did.
Gillibrand. Looking at you, Kristen.
Yeah.
Buttigieg was asked about Franken at an MSNBC town hall on Monday. Several of his Democratic presidential rivals had pushed for Franken's resignation following sexual harassment allegations, including forcible kissing and groping. Say that 3 times fast. He resigned under pressure in late 2017. Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, says the way the Democrats basically held him to a higher standard than the GOP does their people has been used against us. He says he ultimately would not have applied the pressure at the time before we knew more.
I really don't like statements like this of, well, I wouldn't have done that. You don't know that.
Yeah.
If you were in the position.
Really easy.
Yeah. It's really easy.
And say, yeah, I would have handled that differently.
Yeah, to me, it's very lazy. It's very transparent. And it's very disingenuous because unless you're actually in a position where you can go and make a difference and your voice at the time could have added to this discussion, again, it's just like, okay, whatever. You can say whatever you want to say. The whole situation's over and done.
Well, and it's so disingenuous for this town hall question. I mean, I don't know, because basically the question would have been, would you have urged Franken to quit when he did? And I don't know, what is he supposed to say, I guess, at that point?
Well, there's only so many questions you can ask a dude who's only been a mayor.
Of South Bend, Indiana. What do they even do there?
That's not a push against, you know, people that haven't served before. I mean, obviously, but like even with President Donald Trump, I mean, he had all of his Trump's empire that he'd built up.
He had
a lot
of experience, and that's what he ran on. He ran on being a regular business guy.
Buttigieg and is just, you know, you're a mayor. What's that like? You know,
what's that like? If you're so into Franken and you believe in him so strongly, then invite him on stage with you.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody going to do that.
Right.
This is all just rhetoric. This is all just yap, yap, yap. If you value Al Franken and you think he's a valuable voice, invite him to one of your rallies and bring him up on stage with you. See how that goes over.
Number five.
That was so cool. Well, that took a turn.
Number five.
Okay.
There we go.
Internet puppy scams are on the rise.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Yeah, puppy scams are on the rise. From the Pioneer
Nigerian
Press.
Nigerian puppies?
They're not real puppies?
You get emails from puppies all the time. Like, I've come across a fortune.
Bark.
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant.
Because who doesn't trust puppies?
Seriously, who wouldn't?
We found our next
scam. Yeah, okay, we'll work on that during the break.
From the Pioneer Press. The Better Business Bureau of Minnesota and North Dakota is warning about a recent rise in scams targeting people looking to buy puppies. This is actually an issue. I'll get more into details, but this is actually an issue that you are seeing in the horse industry, too. People in search of a dog have been scammed out of thousands of dollars by sending money to illegitimate websites. That's according to the Consumer Protection Organization.
Oh, hold on real quick. So people are wanting to get puppies and they're getting horses instead?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
That'd be a shock.
That would suck.
No, these are two separate.
I
just wanted a puppy. What is in that trailer? That's a big puppy. Holy cow.
Kids are so excited. Mom, you got me the biggest puppy in the world.
Oh my gosh, we're so dumb.
All right, who's buying puppies like sight unseen?
A lot of people. People do that with dogs. People do that with horses.
Yeah, I could
see it with horses.
But why?
No, I could see it more with puppies than with horses.
With horses, it's, you know, they might be looking for a very specific type or breed. They're expensive to transport. Yep. You know, you can. But the availability of horses seems like it would be much less than the availability of puppies.
I agree with you, but there's also, there's plenty of people that are happy with any kind of breed of puppy, whatever it is. But then there's also other people who specifically do want a, like, very specific breed, very specific, maybe the parents are bred for something. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I would apply all the same rules you did for horses for puppies and buying them online. At least that's where my mind. Like, if you knew a particular breed of dog that you wanted to have, you know, you're getting it as a puppy. It's not like puppies are puppies. You know, I mean, as a personality wise, you know, older dogs you're going to be able to feel a personality, but a puppy is kind of moldable.
Yeah, but still, I would imagine like there's 1,000 puppies available within a 20-mile radius.
Whereas, oh, there's that. Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, I get that.
Like,
there's an abundance of puppies.
Drive somewhere and get a puppy. No, you can't always do that with
there's a
horse.
Pinkies up. Oh, yeah. There's a pinkies up element to this that we haven't gotten into yet, which we'll do that next.